Well, there is no disputing that UMass earned this win. They were down 10 at the break, and they just got the rebounds, got the loose ball, stepped it up at the defensive end, and Bruiser Flint, who's got to be awfully proud of his team, is standing by along with Chris Kirkland, alongside our Bill Raftery. Bill?
Thank you very much, Dan. And Bruiser, I'm going to get to you in a second, but Chris, what did he say at halftime to this team?
We just had to come out and play with some energy, you know, get some loose balls, go rebound, and stop new guys from getting second chance points.
How did you discover that open spot in the zone? You made two great cuts.
I mean, it was always open. We just had to cut hard to it. We wasn't really cutting hard, you know, and I kind of cut hard to it, and, you know, we got baskets from it.
This club, I mean, you don't shoot the ball well. I mean, just watching tapes and see tonight, it's tough to find points. How did you manage in the second half?
Well, one of the things I just talked to him about was, shots going to start falling for us. Don't panic. We just went so many times down the floor without scoring. And we missed shots. We had shots. We had good looks. Mm-hmm. So I told him, look, we just keep playing defense. Don't let him get any second shots because that hurt us in the first half. And things will start falling for us in the second half. Plus, we converted some fast breaks. That was the key. First half, we missed. We fumbled a few balls. We missed some easy shots. And they came around, and we just played great defense.
Did Monty Mack understand that they're going to be boxing ones against him? They're going to be an awful lot of tough nights for him.
Well, we played six games and three teams and played five and one. So he knows it's going to come. But I think we're starting to realize where we're going to get the shots from. Now we just got knocked down.
Bruce, defensively, I mean, that was your trademark as a player, but the energy level was your trademark. Have you ever experienced anything like this from the beginning of the game to the end to change?
Well, no, I mean, but I thought we played with good energy in the first half. But, you know, when guys not making shots, they lose a little confidence. But I told them at halftime, wait, we keep playing defense away, keep pressuring them, we'll be fine. And we sort of willed them down. We started making some shots, made some foul shots, got back in the game.
Winning against the team from Philadelphia, does that have any import to you?
Oh, without question. But I must say this, I'm happy for that because he helped bring back the Big Five. I always get on him about that. You know, I'm a big five guy. And they went back and they got the series back, and I'm happy for the guys down in Philadelphia.
Guys and coaching are big Bruiser fans too as well. Chris, congratulations. Well, you, Bruiser. All right, Dan, take back.
All right, Billy, thank you very much. What a win for UMass, 52-51. Remember, they hit only two three-pointers the entire night. One was off the glass by Monty Mack to tie it midway through the second half, and then this one on a play where the ball got loose, the shot clock was running down. Shannon Crook says, I got to put it up, and it drops. And UMass hangs on as the shot at the other end by Buchanan's a two-pointer. UMass escapes, and they beat Villanova by one. Coming up next, it's the PRCA National Finals Rodeo from Las Vegas, Nevada, for Bill Raftery and our entire ESPN crew. Thanks for watching as Bruiser and UMass beat Villanova by one.